Here we go.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
E.T. Home phone.
Say hello to my little friend!
Bond. James Bond.
Here's Johnny!
When the 15th month of you coming out!
Adrian!
It's alive!
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Get away from her, you bitch!
But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
To infinity and beyond!
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I am gonna kill Bill.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Houston, we have a problem.
Are you not entertained?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Two worlds, one family. Trust yourself. Let guidance through your scene. Put your faith in what you must believe in. I'm sorry, that song is catchy as shit.
Every song's catchy in this movie.
Yeah, that's true. I ain't gonna lie. I was just singing my ass. I was clapping and shit. I was like, yeah. I was like, Tarzan.
I think Phil Collins did every song in this movie.
Yeah, he did the whole soundtrack or whatever. And I gotta say, this is the first time I'm gonna say, Phil Collins, you did a badass job, man. Because I ain't gonna lie. I was singing. That opening, I was singing my ass off to it. I was like, yeah.
And you know Phil Collins is big when the gorillas start singing that song.
Y'all about to say, man, you got a bunch of chimpanzees and monkeys singing. I gotta say, man, I looked up the rating on this. It's rated G. This is some pretty heavy shit.
Right here, at the beginning.
The beginning, you see the dead parents on the side. You're like, what the fuck? You see the blood stains and shit like that. And then you see the shotgun. You're just like, damn, dude. And then the guy at Clayton, he hung himself.
Why is it always Disney villains fall? Have you noticed that?
Hey, see, he didn't fall. He's still in midair.
Gravity was his friend a little bit. But if you notice, all Disney villains fall. Scar?
Only in the original movies.
I haven't seen Frozen yet, so I don't know how that ends.
You ain't seen Frozen yet. What the fuck?
I'm like the only one in the world that has not seen Frozen.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you are the only one. And Jafar, he got stuck into a goddamn, what was that? What's it called? A magic,
shit.
What is that shit called? A lamp?
Yeah. But he returned in the second one.
Was it a lamp?
I think it was a lamp.
Damn, I don't remember the name of that goddamn thing that the genie was in.
Lamp. Magic lamp.
Okay, alright. You may be right. Damn, how the fuck am I blanking on that?
It's been a while since I've seen Aladdin.
Yeah, I watched a couple. Actually, I just watched it too. I was having a Disney marathon with all this shit. And then, you got this motherfucker. When he hung himself, I was like, damn. I was like, shit. I was like, that's got to be the most bitch. And the thing is, too, Tarzan didn't do it. He did it.
Yeah, he did it himself. Tarzan pulled the Batman thing on him.
And Batman just watched. He's like, oh, even the gorillas had to go, like, damn. I thought only black people did that to themselves.
But the beginning of the movie is probably one of the darkest Disney openings ever.
You're like, you see the dead bodies?
You see that? You see the baby gorilla get killed? We don't see it, but...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. The baby gorilla, too. Like, He just goes off to play, and then this fucking, was that a cheetah or a jaguar?
I think it was a cheetah.
Okay, the cheetah comes out, what was his name?
Sabor?
Sabor, yeah, Sabor comes out, chasing, and then you just hear, you just see the father gorilla, he just holds back the mother and go like, ain't nothing we can do about that now. I was like, god damn, shit.
I'm not gonna, I love Lance Hendrickson's voice. This is the perfect voice for him right now, was it in this movie.
You know why, you gotta say it's a dark opening for Disney is just because this movie is probably their only, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of their rated G movies. They don't do too many rated G movies.
Nah, this is borderline G.
Man, yeah, this is borderline G, the rating on it and stuff, and yet, you sit up here and you watch it and you go like, god damn, this could be pushing for almost PG-13 in a way.
Mm-hmm. In moments, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which I'm shocked by the Z. But we welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 106. I am your spoiler host with the most phenomenal one.
I am Z with the hangover.
A broken Z, because he had to watch Sex and the City. Two.
Yesterday.
Yeah, two. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw your little video. I saw you do it. I saw you do it. I like that store clerk kept you there longer.
I know. I was like, I don't want anybody to see me watch buying this. Come on, hurry up.
That motherfucker took his time like a motherfucker, too. He's like, he's like, really? It's like, did you use your card or did you pay in cash?
Card.
Then what in the fuck was, I thought he was like put adding extra change into the machine or something like that. I was like, what took him so long there?
I don't know. It was like the only one in Toledo, too. Like, I went, that was my fourth store I bought it in.
I know, I saw that, I was laughing, I was like, damn, he looks tired. Fourth store.
Drove all over Toledo. It took me literally 3 hours.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I had a bite at this.
3 hours, that's as long as the movie is. Woo! That movie is 2.5 hours, people.
But... stay tuned for that podcast. That's gonna be remarkable.
Yeah. Oh man. Wow. Woo. Oh man. I remember when I watched that in 2010. A little bit of inside me died that day. I remember I had to dump that bitch. It took me to see that shit.
Oh, you saw it in theaters?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Oh. Wayne and Luke are really pissed that it's, so far it's made more money than Mad Max.
Oh yeah, because it made like. I want to say damn near made its budget back over in domestic. It made like $100 million or 96 or something like that.
In the U.S. and I think it made 300 worldwide.
Yeah, yeah. Made over 300 worldwide. So yeah, I was dating this chick named Perla who had a body on her like I can't imagine, but that drew the line right there when she took me to see that shit. that was done. I've never talked to her since that day either, too. Wow.
Wow.
That girl is sexy as shit, too, people. I ain't gonna lie. That girl is hot as fuck. I mean, god damn the body on that girl. But nah, fuck that. I ain't never seen no shit like that. When I saw that, I was like, wow. And you know, she knew I wouldn't like that shit. That's why she paid for that shit. Most women be like, oh, yeah, you can get this, whatever. But she knew for a fucking fact I wouldn't like that. Well, that was the best decision I ever made in my life. Get rid of that bitch.
That's really going the extra mile for some booty.
Oh man, that booty was fine and dandy though, man. I'm telling you right now.
Are you looking around when you're saying that? So the wife's not around you.
Oh, but booty to me is like booty. I mean, come on now, shit. She knows the drill. Shit, booty is booty. Booty is a booty.
Yes.
Yes, I like booty. In case you haven't noticed, I like booty. I like vagina, just period. I don't really give a shit.
Mm-hmm. We're men.
What was that?
We're men.
Well, yeah, I'm Superman then, apparently. So, yeah, you stick a hole on it, then if you want to be like, hey, baby. Hey, baby. Oh, yeah, shit. You lucky, Cody. The roles wasn't reversed in that Sex and the City Best Buy purchase or whatever. Because I'd have missed so many ways. But, hey, you want to watch it with me?
I am surprised Cody did not do that.
Cody wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Your video would have been creative and.
No, my video would have been like, so you want to fuck afterwards? And then, you know what I would have did? If she said yes, might have filmed us fucking.
While the movie's in the film's background.
Yeah. I'd have put a hidden camera up. Like, yeah, I want to come see it. I'd be like, all right, here's my address. Come over tonight. We'll watch it together. I'd have stuck a hidden camera somewhere. I'd have filmed that shit. And then I would have been like, I won this too. I won the video. Oh, people, we're not here to talk about that though. Here, people.
Thank God.
Why not? Why not? We're here to talk about Walt Disney's Tarzan. What you people voted for? What you people asked for? See, how about a plot synopsis?
Tarzan, directed by Kevin Lima, Chris Buck. Starring Tony Goldwyn, Minnie Driver, Glenn Close, Rosie O'Donnell, Lance Hendrickson. Budget $130 million, box office $448 million.
Woo! What a hit!
That's a big hit. And it's the origins of the Tarzan, where his family got killed by a leopard, I guess.
Based off the book Tarzan and the Apes.
Yes, and he grows with his family of gorillas, and he lives in the jungle, meets this, what exactly was she? Her dad was a professor.
Yeah, her dad was a professor.
I think they just wanted to study gorillas.
Yeah, apparently, I can't remember if she was in, I'm trying to remember from the book, because I actually read the book. I know, yeah, her dad was a professor, and I think she was just a student, to be honest, or study teacher or something like this. Which I gotta say, Jane from Tarzan, she might be the finest Disney chick out of this age of their movies and shit. Cause goddamn, she looked good in here.
Mm-hmm. And I can't.
I didn't know she animated, but fuck.
Yeah, she's up there with Ariel and Jasmine.
Oh hell yeah! Oh, easily, man. I was looking at her, especially when she had that yellow dress on, and she had that. I know it's not. It wasn't real. They usually that's like part of the dress, but that ass was sticking out too. Mm. And then at the end of the movie, when she was dressed up like a tar, I was like, "Oh, god damn, girl, woo!"
Yeah, I'm not gonna. This animation is seriously like breathtaking, beautiful.
Oh yeah.
The background, especially when at the beginning when he's surfing the trees.
Oh, I love that shit, man! I forgot how exciting that shit looked, man. When he's surfing the trees and shit, looks so fucking cool.
And I guess this is the first Disney movie that the lead character, the male, had like working muscles, because he was just in a loincloth.
Yeah, I guess so. I was gonna say Aladdin, but no, he didn't really have muscles, so I'll take that back.
Yeah,
he's just in shape. But I was gonna say too, because this is part of Disney's. They like to call it, and if I'm not mistaken, it's called their Silver Age. Mm-hmm. The Silver Age, we all know like Aladdin and all them, those are the golden age of Disney with Snow White and stuff like that. But then you had things like Hercules, Pocahontas, Mulan, Hunchback of Notre Dame, and Tarzan, and some other things like Aristocats and stuff like that. This was their Silver Age. This came out like the late 90s.
Mm-hmm. They were churning movies out. I remember in the 90s, they were churning movies out yearly.
Yeah, especially, and it was... Most of them were those movies I just named off right now. It was almost every year for one of those. The late 90s was that Silver Age of Disney where they said, well, it's not up there with the Golden Age of Disney, like Snow White and Cinderella and stuff like that. But these are just as good. And I would say things like Mulan. I like that music in Hercules. I rewatched it. I wasn't too fond of the movie that much. Pocahontas, Mulan, all that, whatever. They're still just as good as the Golden Age of Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
I just had a lot of fun watching this, shockingly.
Tarzan's a fun movie.
Hell yeah.
I'm just glad that... I know this is the closest one to the book.
Yeah, because remember they made a live-action one?
Yeah, and I'm just thankful that this one did not take Tarzan to the city. Why just leave him in the jungle?
Yeah. Oh, what studio did that shit, too?
Shit. Oh, man, that was in the, 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the 70s. And don't forget, remember, there was that Georgia of the Jungle?
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, and then they did a sequel where he went to the city? Yeah. I thought I was thinking of Brendan Fraser, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they also had this another movie. It was Tim Allen. That was a Disney movie, too, where he brought his son.
I thought that was the Georgia of the Jungle one.
No, this is different. There was a Georgia of the Jungle, but shit, what the fuck movie was that? Jungle to Jungle.
What was it?
Jungle to Jungle.
Jungle to Jungle, that's right. Yeah, yeah, Jungle to Jungle.
It was
yeah,
the same yeah. aspect of Tarzan.
Yeah, and this this Tarzan had a sequel, and then it had a, another one, Tarzan and Jane.
Mm-hmm.
It was after they got married and stuff like that. I got to say this. That Tarzan and Dick must be good to stay with him, because I'd have got my ass back on that boat and been like, I'm going back to the city, boss. I can't stay here.
And I, if memory serves me, I don't know if it's this summer or if it's next year, there's a live-action Tarzan coming out.
It's not this summer.
It's not this summer.
No, actually, I don't even think that one was confirmed yet.
Because it stars Hercules himself, Kellan Lutz.
Yeah, I'm not a... I wasn't 100% sure if that got confirmed. And who? What studio's doing that, too?
I'm looking.
Supposedly doing that? If I'm not mistaken, Universal wants to do the Little Mermaid movie.
Oh, I guess it's already, it came out already.
Oh, yes, right. But wasn't that animated?
Computer animated.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Yeah, that one. We've been talking about that. That came out like a while ago.
2000.
Like you said, a live action one. No.
I thought there was a live action coming out.
No, no. They're not doing that shit. A lot of people think Disney owned the rights to these things or whatever and stuff. They really don't. Just people just too afraid to touch a Disney property. Fuck that.
Afraid of that mouse.
Exactly. Better afraid of that mouse shit. And plus, you know, Disney ain't doing it, then why watch it? Because this is the Disney property, baby, you know?
Yeah, and I haven't seen the sequel of Tarzan and Jane. So yeah. But that's the video. And I'm sure it wasn't
were, actually. That one and the sequel and Tarzan and Jane.
I'm sure they weren't.
This one had a cartoon show too.
Oh, that's right. On Disney Channel. I remember that.
Yeah, it went on for a long time, too. I remember I used to watch the fuck out of it.
I think it was like 4 years.
Yeah, it was something like that long, whatever. This was popular when it came out. And it was around this time, too. If I'm not mistaken, it came out right after the movie did, too.
Yeah, I guess. I think it picks up right after.
Yeah, yeah. Jane living in Africa with the apes and stuff like that. And you follow... If I'm not mistaken, they had a spinoff, too, with... Tarek and the elephant.
I'm not surprised. They love those spinoffs.
Oh fuck yeah! Because you know why? Because kids love kids always love the sidekicks, the animal sidekicks.
I think the biggest one was Timon and Simba from Pumbaa from Lion King.
I would like to say they were the biggest ones, but I don't see really too many people going for them. Because they had the spinoff, but it didn't last that long. And then they had the spinoff movie, but you didn't really hear shit about it.
No, because they got from Finding Nemo, they got Dory coming out.
Yeah, yeah, they got Dory coming out. And, you know, Disney's always been on top of their game with them. I mean, they're probably one of the best studios out there. I mean, they have.
Yeah.
They got, obviously, they got Marvel, Pixar, and they're going to make Star Wars actually good now. I mean, they're one of the best working studios out there because they always put out some entertaining films and shit. Last year, obviously, which was, you know, they had stuff like Guardians, Captain America, and Big Hero 6. They had something else that came out, too. I don't remember what it was. But and then, you know, obviously this year, that they already knocked it out the park as well with, Cinderella. Oh, they had it was Maleficent, yeah, last year, yeah. And Maleficent, then this year they had Cinderella, Avengers, Age of Ultron. You got Inside Out right now, which I thought was fantastic.
Me too.
Yeah, so, man, Disney's always doing something to step their game up. I really love that studio so much, man.
I'm looking at some stuff. You know what the lowest Rotten Tomatoes score for any Disney animation is?
Oh, they actually have a rating on that?
It's Pocahontas with 56%.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen Pocahontas in a while, too.
No. But Disney pretty much has a license for money when it comes to their animation movies.
I remember in Pocahontas, a lot of people was complaining that she fell in love with a white guy or something like that.
Who cares?
That's what I said, too. But then I got to rewatch the movie, though, because honestly, I was hoping that one got picked because I saw it, and I was just like, hey, maybe I should rewatch. I'm going to rewatch it anyway. But I remember there was a lot of people that was pissed off talking about the race issues in that movie and stuff like that. I was like, y'all do realize it's an animated kids film, right?
And weren't people pissed off with Princess and the Frog?
Oh. I mean, the fact that, first of all, the fact that didn't even put a fucking Native American in your film, you should be happy enough for it. Hey, Disney, they always step their boundaries on setting places up and stuff. I mean, here we even said they got Africa, got Mulan, take place with a female Asian character. Pocahontas, mm-hmm. Native American. Hercules took place in Greece and shit like that. I mean, even Aladdin itself, that took place in, did they ever say the city where that was? Was that a real city or?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, it was in the Middle Eastern, so, you know, they don't stay just in America. They always expand their films out.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of Disney. They show us a whole new world, technically.
No pun intended there.
No. But the jungle of Tarzan was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I love the jungle. That was the best part.
That was seriously, like, it's the animation of the characters.
Yeah.
It's kind of on par with everything else they've done. It's just the background.
Yeah, this is probably the one time I'll say the background looked better than the actual characters itself.
Mm-hmm. Because, no, I mean, nothing really stood out. I mean, I loved how they had, I believe it was when Jane and Tarzan were talking and the wind was blowing.
Yeah.
And their hair just kept flowing side. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
I'll even say that colorful-ass bird she saw.
Mm-hmm. And he took her up to the tree.
And stuff. Yeah, that was amazing. Just the effects of him swinging around on the branches and stuff like that. All that was great. And then, I like the fight scene between him and, damn, I keep forgetting the fucking cheetah's name. Sabor.
Sabor, yeah.
Yeah, Sabor, that one was cool, too. Pretty much everything with the monkeys and the, Tarzan and stuff I thought was great, too. Especially with, what's his name? Kerchak, played by, voiced by Lance Henriksen.
Oh, my God, his voice.
Man, how about saying his voice, man, that's some intimidating ass shit right there. I like the whole concept between him and Tarzan, or him and pretty much the wife, Kayla, played by Glenn Close, which is shocking.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, very shocking. Hey, you forget how much sometimes Disney has so much power, they can get any fucking body, it doesn't matter.
And Glenn Close was big at the time.
Oh, yeah, she was fucking huge at the
time. I mean, everyone else in this movie was big. I'm like, I swear to God, I thought Clayton's voice was, Xavier from X-Men.
Oh, Patrick Stewart?
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, you know, I can see that, yeah. I would even say, in a form of a Benedict Cumberbatch style, is the way mm-hmm. he was doing it, too.
Yeah, I mean, even with Turk, with Rosie O'Donnell voice, and I did not know, I couldn't tell if that was a guy or a girl.
I didn't know that was Rosie O'Donnell at first.
At first, no, I didn't either until I looked it up. I'm like, oh, that was her.
I was like, I knew so. I was like, that's something annoying about her voice that I know. And then I looked at it and I said, oh, that's why. yeah. I wonder how much she got paid for this then.
Hey, Disney movies cost a lot. Animated cost a lot of money.
Hell yeah. So I know she must have got a big check because Turk is a... That's damn near a main character in this movie, so
mm-hmm.
she had to got paid some nice dollars there. And plus, like you said, she had a I don't know if she voiced the cartoon show too, but I'm assuming she did. So she must have got some bank rolled up into this.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, do what you're good at. I mean, I'm not gonna say she's like the greatest actress, but
yeah, I'm about to say she
nowhere close. But her voice is. Her voice is actually perfect for something like this.
I remember they made fun of her in the cartoon show asking if Turk was a boy or a girl. They didn't know what she was. Or they was just like, I remember she made a big deal. I mean, I can't remember the episode it was, but I remember they were just like, you're a girl? They're like, yeah, I'm a girl. What you think of? It was like, oh, you're always hanging out doing guy stuff, whatever and shit. I was like, I kind of like Rosie O'Donnell's wife.
Yeah. I mean, they're saying Turk was the niece of Kayla. Or Kala.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who cares?
I mean, they probably say that about everyone because they just want big-ass family or whatever and shit.
Yeah, and was Kerchak the only male gorilla?
I know, right?
Were all these kids his?
that's the real story of Tarzan is that Kerchak was fucking all these unique gorillas. Kerchak was a dick.
I mean, for the father figure, he really didn't look like he cared that the baby got killed.
Well, which one?
The first one.
Oh, the first baby? Yeah, yeah. I think Kerchak was one of those leaders that was just blinded just to say, well, what's one loss to the whole family itself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes that kind of makes you ignorant in a way. It's like, well, there's nothing we can do it for. We got to keep moving just because, you know, such and such happens. And then, you know, even the whole part where he was telling Kala to leave Tarzan. And it's like, dude, you're a dick, dude. Shit.
Well, that's kind of like it. The movie's hour and a half. And it took a
really quick too.
It does. It took a while before we see Jane and her dad and Clayton.
I want to say, we didn't see them until at least about 40, 50 minutes into the film.
So the whole plot of the first half was Tarzan trying to get Kerchak's approval and be his son.
Yeah, which was a montage scene, too.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Great.
Especially the part where he's sliding the trees as he gets older and he gets bigger and stuff. That was real cool. Most of the plot of the movie is, like you said, the first half. Then the second half, we get into... well, the first half is pretty much Tarzan trying to fit in and because, you know, Kala then told him pretty much, hey, you're one of us. So he's trying to fit in and prove that he's one of them. But then the second half becomes he finds out that there's other people that look like him and there's more to him now. So it's pretty much him trying to fit in and being human now.
Yeah. And it was still cool when Jane was teaching him how to talk and showing him, like, the world.
Yeah, you kind of got excited with him. It's just like, damn, I kind of want him to go back to the cities. You see how much he's missed, you know? Actually, if they would have made the movie longer, that would have been probably a nice part I'll add on to it, that he went to the city and then came back or something like that. Like, something forced him to come back. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Find out Clayton's plan back in the States or something. Or not in the States, but in England. That's where they were from.
And Clayton, he's got the cliche. You can tell he's the villain. Because Disney does not hold back on that shit.
He looks just like, what's his name from Beauty and the Beast.
Exactly. When a Disney character comes on screen, you know who the villain is.
Because this motherfucker had the gun talking like, well, yeah, pretty much.
You got the mustache, the slicked back hair, the build.
They're good at that shit now. They know how to hide that shit like a motherfucker. But back then, they were just like fucking generic as shit. Because in Frozen, you didn't know who the villain was.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, of course, you don't know because you ain't watching it yet. You're the only motherfucking million soul in here to watch it. 12-year-olds unite and jump on him.
Holly, get me. That's just the cool thing about, like, today's thing is, like, you don't know who the villain is. There's no suspense. But it's a kid's movie, so I think it's supposed to tell you that right away.
Oh, yeah. Disney is definitely a step there. They're writing up on their animated films.
At times, you thought Kerchak was just going to lose his shit.
Yeah. You know, I thought Kerchak was going to be the one to kill a human. And then they'd be like looking at Kerchak, looking at him like, damn, dude, what's your problem, you know?
And how they made Kerchak seem kind of stupid because he was following Turk and Tantor in the human clothes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like,
right. Just because they can talk and do all that stuff, don't think that they're still monkeys, okay?
They are.
They're still monkeys. But you know what I liked about this movie, though? This is probably the best thing, and a lot of people, you may not know it, but the reason, because people are saying, like, oh, Tarzan, how can he not know English and stuff like that? Only through the audience eyes is he speaking English to the monkeys and stuff, because obviously we can't understand gorilla talk. But before the humans show up, he's talking gorilla, just it's only in English to the audience member.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Toy Story effect.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was kind of brilliant how they did that. Yeah, how it's through the audience eyes, he's speaking English, but in the movie, to everyone else in the movie, he's speaking gorilla.
They did that in Beauty and the Beast, too, with, like, the teapot and stuff, right?
Yeah, not so much, whatever, because even in Toy Story, that's not so much, because they understood the toys. I mean, the humans, obviously, like, first the Sid, he understood what fucking Woody said, so.
Yeah.
So this is the first time they probably did that then.
Okay, so they got kind of creative.
Beauty and the Beast, I can't remember if Well, the thing about Beauty and the Beast is those are inanimate objects. These are fucking people and stuff like that.
Okay. But I think one of the also the bright spots of Tarzan is the innocence of Tarzan. You know, because he doesn't know exactly what he is. I'm sure the gorillas don't know that he's... Well, I don't want to say they know he's human.
Shit, yeah, they thought, one thought he was the monkey. Not the monkey, the fucking elephant thought he was a fucking piranha.
Yeah. And so it's the innocence of him growing up thinking that he's just a hairless gorilla.
Yeah. They never once say that he was human or anything like that.
Mm-mm. I mean, when Jane was showing him all the stuff, when it's like, it's kind of like you're following him and then you're kind of getting the realization that along with him.
That was what made that scene so good, too, is the realization that he found out what he was and who he was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's perfect kids movie for that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely. There's something there for kids and adults, I see. And I thought it was handled pretty fucking well, to be honest. I was entertained all the way through. My mouth was just as open for Tarzan when he was finding out this information. I was just looking at him like, yeah, man, you're missing so much, you know, going on here. Because obviously the gorillas can't tell you what they are. And the part where she showed him the house that his parents was in, that they made.
And that thing was still standing up.
I wonder if the bodies were still there.
How old do you think Tarzan was when he grew up?
Man, I don't know. Probably maybe 18 to 20, I don't know.
So, yeah, those bodies were decomposed.
Oof. Ugh. Can you imagine if those bodies were still there and she showed him, like, look over there? I'd be like, oh, God!
And what's funny is right at the beginning, they jumped from a burning ship. They let everyone else die.
There's no other boats.
By the way, that ship was huge, but at the same time, that ship was already, I don't know if you saw, but it was halfway in the ocean already.
It was.
A lot of people were probably already dead.
And so it was like that Titanic. This was the sequel to Titanic.
It was worse than Titanic.
the animation of the flames?
Yeah. I was going to say, they probably wish they stayed on that boat after that fucking cheetah attack.
How did the cheetah... Does cheetahs climb trees?
Remember, they had that bridge.
Oh, that's right. And the house was, like, on a small tree.
Yeah. It wasn't that high up or whatever. I was like, damn, you should have cut that bridge, bro. man, because that cheetah... Yeah, and cheetah... some cheetahs can't climb trees. Yeah, cheetahs can't climb trees.
Okay.
They got those long-ass sharp nails and shit.
And then the cheetah was hiding when Kala found Tarzan crying.
I love the part when she found the parents and shit. She just freaked out. That moment she had, even I was just like, damn. And the camera kind of lingered on that shot, too. Like, yeah, they're dead. Because at first, I remember saying before they showed him that, I was just like, trying to remember the movie. And I was just like, yeah, what happened to his parents? And then they showed up. And I said, oh.
Actually, the true villain was Sabor.
Yeah, Sabor was the true villain.
He killed the humans and the gorilla.
He was the villain on the animal side. So yeah.
And even when Tarzan killed Sabor, Kerchak really didn't respect him after that.
Kerchak gave him that look, and that's when the gunshot went off.
Yeah.
Kerchak kind of just like gave. Kerchak probably felt a little less manly after that.
Oh yeah, because that's what I want to see. I want to see Kerchak, because if he's the leader of this family or whatever.
Yeah.
Show him being the leader. He should. I think, in my opinion, he should have took out Sabor.
Really? I think it was better that Tarzan took him out. Proved to him that he was wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, Tarzan's just if not better than you are, or whatever. I love that part where Sabor took him down. Because Sabor is supposed to be this vicious animal and shit like that. Well, the vicious animals of them and shit kills their kind and stuff like that. They fear Sabor. So the fact that this unwanted man, as they like to call Tarzan, or I don't even think, oh man, this hairless gorilla and stuff like that, a person that's not part of them, because everybody in that tribe treated him like shit.
Even when they were kids.
Yeah, even Turk and them said, hey, you know, you can't hang out with us and stuff like that, you know. So the fact that him killing Sabor, that was very profound, the whole meaning. It was just like, look, not only if I'm just as good as you, but I might be better.
Mm-hmm. I can see, okay.
They probably should have had more, if the movie was longer, they probably should have had more moments with Kerchak.
Yeah. And so, well, they had the montage, but that was just to establish more of a Tarzan trying, but fucking up, but trying too hard to impress him.
Even the part where he was swinging through the vines and he passed the whole family up, and Kerchak gave him that look like, whatever. I was like, you a dick, Kerchak.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it you got against this boy?
He's not one of them.
Oh, fuck you, Kerchak.
Well, movie's a little racist.
Yeah, it's racist. It's racist against different species, yes.
Yeah.
Disney's known for doing that, yeah. Look at Pocahontas. Can't fall in love with a white guy.
Yeah, it's against the law.
Yeah. Yeah, Native American can't date a white guy, especially. Well, now, wouldn't that be some shit right there? Native American dating a white guy. Which, oh, wait, I've seen that before, so never mind.
That happens on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I don't know if you guys know, but it's 2015. Diversity and interracial couples. That's not a shocking thing today.
No, but Disney loves to push the boundaries.
They do.
This could have been considered bestiality with Jane and Tarzan.
No, I think they saved that for the sequel in Tarzan and Jane. But I gotta say, when he put that suit on, he looked pretty damn clean, man.
Where'd he get that suit?
He stole his dad's. Oh God, that's even worse. He taking off his dad's dead body?
Maybe.
You said the body decomposed. He just saw that on the ground. He's just like, huh? I wonder why this is here. Oh well.
And it fits me.
And it fits me just well. Bestiality. Oh my God, Jane. Oh. Yeah, it probably is busy. Like, Tarzan tried to look up her dress. I was like, yeah, look it. That was probably me.
Okay, they should have done like a little thing about when Tarzan teaches Jane how to have sex, or Jane teaches Tarzan how to have sex.
Shit, you know he's a monkey, dude. Come on now, I think they know all about fucking. I think there was more kids in that tribe than it was adults.
Could you imagine Tarzan like getting his first boner, and he's like, Kala, what's this?
No, you know, imagine getting his first boner and looking at another monkey. He's like, I like his turkey and they're checking out other monkeys and shit like that. And he comes up and he's just like, oh yeah, look at the red ass on that baboon right there. Yeah. Oh yeah. He gets an erection when he sees Clay Ninja.
Oh yeah.
He tried to fuck Blaine Coase's college mosh.
Yeah.
Even Turk was fucking.
Ew. That's just imagine Rosie O'Donnell.
You know, I was going to say, you know that there's probably some fucking photos out of these two fucking, though. Because I remember, I don't know if you noticed, but like the furries and shit like that, they've drawn like people like Jasmine and Tiger fucking and shit like that. So I wouldn't be shocked if there's like shit out there of Tarzan and Turk fucking.
Mm-hmm. That probably is.
Yeah, it probably is. I'm not shocked by it if it is either. So,
but we go to let's go to the end fight, and you notice when Tarzan like fell, and then Clayton was right in front of him with a gun or with the machete.
Machete.
I'm like, is Clayton part monkey? Because he can move pretty good too.
Clayton's a. Clayton is, how can I describe him? Oh, yeah, he's an ignorant fuck.
Because he wasn't a pirate. He was a poacher, and he hired pirates to...
He had some pirate qualities in him, I'll say.
He kind of looked like Jafar a little bit, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he had a lot of qualities of a lot of the Disney villains, as far as, like, the pirates, Jafar, Beauty and the Beast. I mean, he had all their qualities.
I wonder if they do that a lot. I wonder if they take little snippets from previous villains and just kind of throw something in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Even today they still do that, because there's even talks about how Frozen and Tangled, how they're, if you look in the background, some of the character designs look the same as well, you know?
They did do, I don't know if you, when Turk and Tantor go to the camp, when they're playing, when they do the music scene, that you saw the teapot, and it looked exactly like the teapot from Beauty and the Beast.
Right. Beauty and the Beast, yeah, yeah. I like how they make fun of it too. They linger on that shot too, saying, and did you notice the animation was different on those teapots?
It was, yeah. I noticed that too.
Yeah, like I was like, wow, they really took the actual scene from fucking Beauty and the Beast and stuck it in here. I was like, damn, shit.
See, how did, when they were making the music, the gorillas heard it because they looked at there, and then the humans heard it too. So obviously the humans heard just probably commotion, but the gorillas heard them making music, right?
I think in our audience thing where we heard the music and they were just making noises nonstop. And I love the zoom out shot of that when they destroyed that whole fucking camp, though.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was one of the, like you said, it was one of those things earlier, the kind of the Toy Story effect. Like, all the shit's all over the place, but yet there's nothing here to be found. And then Tarzan appears, and, you know, fucking Clayton's like, let's shoot this damn thing.
Do you think Tarzan was too, because Kerchak told him to stay away, and then in the very next scene, Tarzan shows up. Do you think...
When he was a kid, or what?
When he was an adult. He just showed up, when he said stay away from the humans, or stay away from them. Then he
it was the gunshot that went off, and then Tarzan, everybody looked at whatever. It's almost like the gorillas knew, but Tarzan obviously didn't, because, you know, obviously he's new to the pack and shit like that. But and they said, let's move on, we got to keep moving. And then Tarzan just went, and then what was the part where he said stay away from them?
It was right after he met Jane the first time.
Because then they had that argument where he was just like, he's telling them they're not all bad or something like that.
Mm-hmm,
or you just hate because they're different.
Yeah.
Or you hate everything because that's different from you or something like that. And then he ran. And it was before Kyla showed him who he was.
Yeah.
Showed him his parents and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah.
What time period was this movie?
Man, that's a good question. I'm trying to go by how Jane was dressed and the shit she was showing him.
And plus the gun?
Yeah, the gun was very old school too. This had to have been, man, I'm going to say before the 60s probably.
Because it says 19th century, but that was when the ship burned.
Yeah. So I'm assuming like probably 18 years later passed or something like that.
And
it had to have been like somewhere in the 50s, man. 50s or 60s.
And would Tarzan survive in the forest as a baby?
What were they feeding him?
Yeah, because I don't know if he would survive. Compare baby human to a baby gorilla. It's totally different.
I think he only cried one time in the whole movie, too. The rest, like you said, he was just cheerful and joyful and shit.
Yeah.
That's a damn good point, actually, because it's like... I'll take your word for it since it's animated. They're not gonna go with, oh, he needs baby formula or some shit like that. I don't know. Well, yeah, you know what? They have bananas and shit like that. I guess. What else does a fucking baby need to survive?
Yeah, it's
I'm
true.
I'm not a baby expert, Z. What do they need?
I'm not a baby expert.
Oh. You ain't got no baby?
No baby.
Why not?
I'm not in Maury Povich yet.
Oh, okay. We should get on Maury Povich. I'll dress up like a woman, you dress up like a man, whatever, and I'm just like, you and baby daddy, Z! You and baby daddy! my beard grows back and shit that day. We're like, wow, your big mama has a beard growing, Z. How do you respond to that?
She lived in a circus.
I heard 34 beers that night.
she lived in the circus. Leave her alone. She has inner qualities.
Don't judge her. People, comment. How does a baby, what does a baby need? Damn, that's just going to show you. We don't need to be parents. We got to ask that question. I think you just feed them, right? I don't know. Shit.
We need obviously not change the diapers because he's in the loincloth.
Yeah, I'm going to say he can just shit on the ground, shit, so he's fine.
And bury it.
Yeah. Is that what they do? I thought they just threw it at people.
They do.
No, okay, cool.
And he's all covered in lice and stuff.
Where was Caesar at?
I don't think he was made yet.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, he wasn't made till the century now. Okay. Yeah,
hey, that's right. That's the third Planet of the Apes movie right there. Tarzan.
Yeah. Played by Jason Clark.
It's close to it.
It actually does kind of look like a monkey.
Yeah, close to it.
Probably got Jason Clark for that. I don't know. Final thoughts, Z. What would you give it?
I'm going to give this a C. It. Tarzan, it's a very fun story. I mean, you know the story if you know any Tarzan story, because they're all the same.
Yeah.
Nothing different. But
they're all based off that book, I think, if I'm not mistaken, right?
This is the probably the closest one, because I'm glad they stayed in the jungle. I'm really glad on that one. And yeah, you get the two plot points of Tarzan trying to earn respect from Kerchak, and then obviously with Clayton and Jane. Mm-hmm. So that's perfect. Animation's absolutely beautiful. And it's amazing the animation looked like this in 99. And then you go 15 years later, and it's kind of downgraded in certain aspects.
I don't agree with that, but okay.
Well, and Inside Out, well, that was computer, wasn't it?
That animation looked gorgeous, though.
It was gorgeous, but that was computer, right?
Yeah, because it was that was 2D. Back then, in 99 and stuff like that, was 2D animation.
Okay.
We moved away from 2D animation now. We're in 3D animation now.
So, you know, but still, 15 years later, that is still perfect. Looking back at it now, it's perfect animation.
It's evolved.
It is. It's evolved. It's every probably much, what, 10 years is probably something new for animation.
Yeah, I don't think too many of the none of the Disney animations are a product of its time. They all can withstand periods of time, years later.
Yeah, and especially in the late 90s where we said Disney would, because Disney now takes their time with animation movies.
So that's their breadwinner.
That is. But in the late 90s, they were just churning them out yearly.
Which is shocking, and they still were good, because right before this, Mulan had came out.
Yeah, some got lost, like Pocahontas, and I would say like Hercules kind of got lost.
And Hercules was a big hit when it came out.
It was a big hit, but when you think back of it now, people know, like, Tarzan, Aladdin, Lion King.
No, people still know Hercules. Hercules was a huge hit. Hercules, if I'm mistaken, people still quote that shit. Hercules was a huge hit. That's why I went back and rewatched that shit.
Quote it? So there's a lot of good quotes in it?
I wasn't too fond of personally, I thought it was too much fucking singing in it.
Okay.
I didn't really care for the songs that much, but yeah, Hercules was huge. I remember they fucking sold the shit out of them toys and shit like that. I went back on.
I remember that. I remember Disney Store was huge with Hercules.
Yeah, that shit was huger than what I expected.
Yeah. Hey, Disney has the price. They know their marketing. That's why they're number one in everything.
I would say Pocahontas out of all of them, of the ones you just named, was the most forgotten one. But the reason why it keeps it so memorable is because I remember just people shitting on it so much about the whole Native Americans and shit.
Yeah, but you know, Tarzan, it's worth a see. It's actually a lovable movie to watch, and it's fun too.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. I like the voice acting here. I thought it was fine. The story itself. It's been a long ass time since I've read that book. But like he said, it is probably the closest adaptation to it. The whole animation design of him surfing the trees and shit like that, that was the coolest part of the whole fucking movie, man. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. Jane, goddamn, girl, that girl is hot, man. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Oh, my God. I don't blame Tarzan. I left those fucking monkeys, too. I left their ass in a heartbeat, whatever, as long as I can stay with Jane, you know? Jane, hey, give me my Jane right now. Yeah. I like the different conceptions here of, you know, Tarzan fitting in with trying to fit in with the gorillas, and then working his way up to once he finds out that he's human, working his way up with Jane and them. I thought that was probably the best element of the story here. So yeah, I'm with you, man. I give it a C.
Where would you rank Tarzan as for your animated Disney movies?
God damn, that's a hard one. I don't know.
I mean, there's so many good ones, like Sword in the Stone, which we haven't mentioned. Dumbo, Fantasia, Cinderella, Jungle Book.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, you're getting in that golden age of Disney right there.
I would even say, like, I loved Lilo and Stitch, too.
Oh, Lilo and Stitch was good, too. That one, man, that was like their next one after all this Silver Age here. That was just a hit. I mean, that movie was a fucking hit off the bat. I mean, they had a show on it, spinoff, the toys were selling mm-hmm. crazy. I remember people was crazy about that fucking movie when it came out.
Yeah, because after Tarzan, they did Fantasia 2000, Dinosaur, Emperor's New Groove, Atlantis.
Man. Oh, Emperor's New Groove was a fucking hit, too.
Atlantis was very forgettable. I don't know why. I remember it,
Yeah, I remember it.
But I don't, I don't know why it, I think it failed too.
I think it made his money back, but, let me check it out actually.
Cause
I remember there was a lot of talks when that movie came out, but no one gives a fuck about it now, so.
I couldn't even say the same thing with Treasure Planet too.
Treasure Planet, goddamn, I thought I was the only one who remember that. Atlantis.
Oh, by the way, also the music, Phil Collins, you know, awesome, perfect. Disney knows how to put place, have perfect music in their movies.
Yeah, Atlantis made $186 million.
Okay.
Worldwide.
Okay. But it's with, like, it's forgettable compared to something like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and Atlantis came out on my birthday. Wow, you know.
Yeah, but that's when, I think in the 2000s, that's when Disney Animation, they had, it was like, they had, they made money, but yeah. Like something like Lilo and Stitch, you know, Frozen, ever since then, that's when it just, they get a hit every once in a while.
Well, a lot of their animated movies back in the 2000s, even Atlantis, those were distributed, not just by Disney, those were distributed by Buena Vista.
Is that when Buena Vista started?
Yeah, that's when Buena Vista kicked in. So I think that's probably why most of the 2000 ones were a little bit forgettable, yeah. Like Atlantis and stuff like that. Because Buena Vista had Atlantis, Lost Empire.
Because I just saw another movie that I completely forgot. It was called Home on the Range.
Home on the Range, yeah.
I completely forgot about that one. I remember Chicken Little was pretty big. So, Disney, they...
Buena Vista is pretty fucking huge now, though.
Yeah, that's a sub company of Disney.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Columbia to Sony or whatever.
Okay.
So I remember they did Pocahontas too. And I remember Pocahontas that made like $346 million, if I'm not mistaken. But another thing too was a lot of these movies they had limited releases first before they got wide releases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know how that worked out back then. I didn't even know they did shit like that back then. But for these animated ones, they would come out like, I don't know, say the 15th or something. They wouldn't come out for another 2 weeks or something worldwide.
Yeah, and the next one is called Zootopia that comes out released next year. Is their next
trailer for that. Looks cool.
It's their next animated movie.
Yeah, I saw that. That looks cool. I like that. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Reagan, some questions here?
Yes.
This comes from last week's episode, Terminator 2, which after seeing Genesis, wow, yeah.
And Jurassic Park 1 again this weekend.
Man, John Courtney is a fucking terrible actor, man. He is a fucking terrible. But Wayne says, I'm now getting afraid of what is to come. Shit, what, Sex and the City 2? Wayne enjoyed that movie from what I hear.
He gave it a C.
Yeah.
He was like, this is how I'm going to live my life now.
Yeah, he says, I'm going to travel a lot and wear ugly-ass hats and shit and drink cocktails. That's what he said.
Yep, that movie's based around Wayne.
Yeah. Hey, Lance Garrison says, really? You guys didn't like the kid? I thought he was one of the best kid actors in the film you guys reviewed on this show. What didn't you like about him? He was fucking annoying.
He was.
Yeah, he's fucking annoying.
I don't like Edward Furlong to begin with.
As a kid or as a grown man? Which one?
As an actor. Oh, I can't stand anything he's in. Like that, the Crow. The Crow movie he was in. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
No, he wasn't in The Crow. There's only one Crow movie.
He was in the Crow spinoff. There we go.
Yeah, there is no Crow spinoff to me.
They're all dead.
Yeah, I only know one Crow, and that's the original movie with Brandon Lee.
I wish that was true.
It is true. My mind is true. I don't know any other Crows.
His voice, like, he had that pre-pubescent voice that was just annoying. It was like, kind of like nails on a chalkboard.
Ugh. I got more problems with him. It's just that at the beginning of the movie, he was a little bitch. He's just like, they're my real parents anyway. I'm just going to be troubled. He's just that stereotypical fucking child. And then afterwards, he became like, oh, I don't want you to go, though. Arnold, you know I love you. You're a father figure to me. I was like, really? Okay. All right. And oh, and then even the part where he's just like, they may be dicks, but I should call and check on them. It's like, you just spent this whole movie talking shit about them. Why do you give a fuck checking on them? He was just annoying to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was. He's one of the just the kid actors that obviously we both hate kids in movies. And he's old. He's a teenager. So it's just.
How old was he in that movie again?
I think we said about 13, 14.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And he had a fucking thing to get pins off an ATM. Fuck you.
Oh yeah, fuck off, dude. Fuck off.
Yeah. That was probably the biggest negative of the movie was him.
Yeah, I agree with that. Especially at the end where he's like, "No, you can't go. I need him alive." It's like, okay, I might shoot this.
They couldn't have found another kid actor. In the early 90s to do that role?
Probably wouldn't have made a difference.
It wouldn't. I don't think it would have, but at least make the characters enjoyable. Thankfully.
That's the thing about the kid actors in movies today or whatever. It's just like, it's not so much the kid himself too, but it's the writing they give him. And then, you know, you got to take into mind the writing they give him, and then the way he performs it, you're just like, okay.
And this was I believe this was his first role too.
Well, he did okay for his first role. I'll give him that. I gotta say, as far as like how he interacted with things and stuff like that, I thought he did a pretty good job as far as that wise. But he still is a fucking annoying character, though.
Yeah,
he is. Let me take that back. Not an annoying character, because John Connor is fucking someone that grows up to be cool and shit like that. So he's just his way of performing it was fucking annoying.
Who's Jai Courtney? Not Jai Courtney. Who's John Connor in the new one?
Jason Clark.
Okay.
They give him nothing to fucking do.
Okay.
Fucking literally nothing.
And Christian Slater was in Salvation, Nick Stahl in Rise of the Machines. Or Christian Bale, I mean.
Yeah, Christian Bale. You said Christian Slater. I was like, what the fuck?
He wishes.
Yeah, Christian Slater wishes he could have touched something to that shit. Then you got Kyle Reese played by Jai Courtney and Emilia Clarke who played Sarah Connor. And them two, they must have acted a lot together because they got the same look on their face staring at each other throughout the whole film.
Because it went back to the first one, right?
Yeah, man, this part, man, it's hard to fucking explain. I'm not going to lie.
Is it? Because that's what the trailer seemed like. I'm like, they could have just got Linda Hamilton back?
It goes back for the first and second film, actually.
Okay, because it kind of says 3 and 4 never happened, right?
Yeah, pretty well. You know, because apparently this is a different universe.
Oh God damn it!
It's a different timeline, or whatever. So it just opens up a bigger timeline to the Terminator universe. You just like, so what is the point of this then? Because like, if this is a different timeline, then that just means you never win. Skynet wins all the time. Then
am I gonna if you watch Genesis before any other Terminators, which I don't know why you would, but. Are you going to be lost? Are you going to be lost even if you did watch them?
You know, I got first part, okay, Jason Clark is John Connor. Kyle Reese, Jai Courtney, is his father. There was one part in the movie where Kyle Reese was saved by John Connor. John Connor was a grown adult and Kyle Reese was a kid.
What?
And then later in the movie they go like, "You're my dad," or whatever. And I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Hold on, Jason Clark in this movie is older than you. is this some Don't Be a Menace to South Central shit going on right here? What the fuck? How could he? So then they try to say it's a different timeline. I'm just like, wow, y'all didn't. Man, you know.
They reached.
Here's the thing about Days of Future Past, man. At least they closed up all those other timelines. Right? This move, that Terminator Genesis just opened up some new ones or whatever shit. And you're just like. So we're just gonna keep repeating the same thing in the next movies that come out. Like we're just the mission is just to blow up Skynet. I mean, how many times are we gonna fucking blow up Skynet? Seriously.
You can't do that with the fifth movie.
I personally think Terminator should just stop now because it seems like they're not really. Once again, the movie has some cool ideas or whatever. Like I said in Throwback Tuesday, like a Terminator has a lot of cool ideas you can do with the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just brief seconds and was just like, but we're not going to do this. We're going to just follow this simple story right here and do this and whatever. And just like, yeah, I'm getting sick of y'all going after Skynet now at this point. We're 5 movies in and you're still going into Skynet. And it's like, and then you got the nerve to want to make more. So it's just like, what are you going to do the next one? Blow up Skynet again? It's just like, you can only blow this motherfucker up so many times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the end game here? Like, what is the point now at this? What is the point of Terminator if there's no end goal here?
Yeah, because everyone, Skynet loses, but they win. You know, it's just weird.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it seems like it has a happy ending at the end of the movie where it's just like, oh, we won, but the battle continues. It's like, because who knows, in a different timeline, Skynet could be winning or some shit. And he's just like, well, then what is the point then?
Yeah.
You should just end the fucking franchise, and if that's the fucking case. I mean, I don't get your logic at this point or whatever. And, so it's just sounded redundant now at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it out.
I had no expressions on my face when I watched this. I had a blank stare throughout my life. I was like, I had no feelings or emotions or anything. I was like, yeah, but you know what? I think Terminator is done now at this point.
It won't be, probably, but...
No, it's not, but I think it should be at this point. It's done. Christine, she said, so do you guys think this is the better Terminator film or the first one? I was kind of unclear to which one you thought was better. I don't think we really gave an answer because we didn't.
I don't think we knew.
Yeah, because I ain't seen the first one in a while, so.
I do like T2. I really do.
I think I remember saying that I don't think it's better than the first one, but I think it's definitely on par with the first one because not so many sequels can do that. When a sequel, I don't think a sequel should strive to be better than the first one. I think it should try to strive to carry on from the first film and add that extra detailed amount of story to it. The first one adds the puts you in the world, and the second one's supposed to expand it. And I think both films did it pretty well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I would have to say, because I'm with you, I haven't seen Terminator forever. I love Terminator 2. I love them both. If I would say probably Terminator's probably right better, but I have to see it again to really justify my answer. But yeah. T2 is literally right below it. And if I,
you know,
if
I say about T1 that it didn't have that T2 did?
What?
That fucking kid.
True. But T2 had a badass Robert Patrick.
That's true, but it didn't have that fucking kid, so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's still up in the air. You gotta watch Terminator first. You gotta make sure.
I should go back and watch it and then verify my answer.
Yeah, I'll probably rewatch that as well, too.
But it's close. It's very close. Even if Terminator's really good, it's real close.
I think it makes one perfect big movie if you watch both back-to-back, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like both of them. Probably like them both of them just as equal, but I'm pretty sure I like the first one more.
And you should have ended the whole Terminator at the end of T2. Should have.
Yeah.
But.
I guess. Pat, he says, if Arnold never was the governor, how many more Terminator movies do you think there would have been? Oh, shit.
Probably at least two.
I don't know, man. When did the third one come out again?
It was right before he was governor.
Yeah. Damn, so that probably is a good question. He probably would have made... yeah, you're right. When did he get out of governor? When did he get out of office?
2009?
2009, I'm sure. Or 10?
Because T3 came out in 03.
And Salvation came out in 2009, right?
Let me look. Salvation 2009, correct. And he wasn't in there, right?
No.
But his fate, his I remember his like I haven't seen it, but I know I remember seeing trailers, his likeness was in it.
Yeah, his likeness
was there probably would have been one more.
Yeah, I would have said that. There probably would have been one like in 2006 or some shit like that.
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, Rise of the Machines did decent at the box office.
It took a while for that third one to come out, too, from the second one.
12 years.
Yeah, that was a long-ass time.
And then 2000, then 6 years for Salvation, and then, what, 6 years again for Genesis. Because Arnold cannot keep doing this.
Right now, man, they already got they got Terminator 2 and Terminator 3 releases, too, now. I'm seeing Terminator 2 for 2017 and Terminator 3 for 2018.
Arnold can't keep doing this. He's pushing. I mean, he still looks good for his age, but he's pushing 60.
Terminator 3 had a budget of $200 million and made domestically $150 million, overseas $283 million, worldwide $433
million. Wow. Actually, Arnold's pushing 70.
Is he pushing 70 now?
Yeah.
God damn.
He's going to be 68 July 30th.
Terminator Salvation had a budget of $200 million. How the fuck are these budgets keep being $200 million? And domestically, it made 125, overseas 246, worldwide 371. The only thing keeping this franchise alive seems to be is overseas.
Mm-hmm. How much did it make?
It seems domestically, it keeps dropping 25 million more.
Budget's on par.
Yeah, I don't get that part because, damn, this franchise is all over the place. It went from TriStar to Warner Brothers to Paramount.
Hmm. That's unusual.
Pretty much the last one, the first one was made by Orion, second one by TriStar, third one and Salvation were made by Warner Brothers, and this next trilogy that's coming is in Paramount.
Didn't they get bought? Wait, Orion released T2.
No, TriStar did.
Oh yeah, that's right. We talked about that, TriStar.
Yeah.
It
seems like Terminator 2 was the last really successful one domestically. The rest of them failed domestically.
Are people sick of it?
People sick of this. I think the only thing keeping this shit alive now is overseas, because they're making a lot of money over there. They're making $300 million overseas at most, so...
The original only grossed $38 million.
Yeah, I mean, even the new one, it opened up with 85.5 overseas, so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think overseas is the only thing, and you know why? Because overseas love that 80s shit.
They do.
They're the only ones that keeps this fucking, these fucking franchises going or whatever and shit, because domestically, I tell you right now, you release something from the 80s or now or whatever, it'll make money, but it won't make enough to where it'll hit its budget back, but then you put that worldwide total in, and that's when it really does it.
But if the weekend numbers stay true, finishing out in third place.
Damn, so we're going to have a Terminator movie back-to-back in 2017-2018. Wow, all right.
I think it's with the comic book movies, I think it's just going to get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, because I don't think nobody gives a fuck no more, especially when you got someone like fucking Jai Courtney. Come on now, 2017-2018 is going to be some big years, and I don't think anyone's going to give a fuck about these movies.
Yeah, because...
And Terminator 2! For 2017, suppose they got a release date scheduled for May 19th. Oh, yeah, you're fucked, dude.
Wait, what year was that?
2017.
Isn't that when Infinity War comes out?
May 19th? That's a week. I don't know what movie comes out for Marvel, but that's like a week or 2 weeks before a fucking Marvel movie comes out.
So you're dead.
They better change that fucking date.
You're DOA.
To March or something.
You're DOA. Yeah, do it to March. March is, or April. Those two have been very successful months.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't need to be a summer movie.
I don't know why you would release this in the summer anyway, but they might change that date by now, you know, so...
Yeah, because Marvel, I think it's in the next year or two, Marvel releases a movie every fucking month.
Yeah, so you should know by now, May, every year, that's not your month. Stay away from that month. That's Marvel's month.
It is.
Last one we got here is from Ian. He says, could you see anyone else being Terminator?
Rock?
Man, I don't know.
Could you see Dwayne Johnson?
Because we ain't seen a good movie since Terminator 2. So.
You know what? When the rundown... I remember Arnold, quote-unquote, passed the torch to Dwayne Johnson in the beginning of the rundown.
Said Dwayne Johnson was going to be the Terminator.
I thought that was going to happen.
That was after Salvation came out, right? They said that. I don't know if it was confirmed, but I remember Rock talking about he was going to be a Terminator or something. Like, he was going to be in the Terminator movie.
I could see him taking over for Arnold.
No, because he's a charismatic motherfucker, but...
Well, he can't be when he's a robot.
Well, the guy was just about to say, you just got to play a fucking robot. How hard is that?
Jai Courtney plays it every day of his life.
Get Channing Tatum. There you go. The ultimate robot. That's not true. His acting is... Well, now I take that back. Never mind. But anyway.
When he plays dumb, he's perfect.
There you go. Yeah. Shit. Yeah, Jai Courtney. That was the biggest miscasting right there. He should have had Jai Courtney as the T-1000.
I can see two. The Rock is probably the biggest and maybe the closest one that can be the new Terminator. And you gonna why?
Yeah, why?
His size.
Okay, well, a lot of people are that big, though.
And he can act.
Oh, okay, but as we've seen, or just said right now, it doesn't really matter about acting, is that fucking
Turner. No, but if I can see someone playing the role, it's The Rock, or laugh at this, but I can see Vin Diesel, just because he can say just say very small words.
I can see Vin Diesel doing it. I mean, he can play that that stale, dry humor, because obviously he did it with Groot and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know, just the positions of his smile and shit like that, of how he did that. I could see Vin Diesel probably doing it.
Well, I'm sure he's just I'm just sure he's just waiting for that call.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's waiting on this call anymore. I don't think this franchise is bankable anymore. I think it's done.
Yeah, and it seems they're getting really, you know, they're dropping down on big actors. You know what I mean?
No, because there's some big actors in this new one. I mean, shit, they got J.K. Simmons in here. You got, I hate to fucking say this, but Jai Courtney is constantly working on some fucking big projects.
He is.
I don't know how the fuck that even works out. Like, who the fuck keeps giving this dude work? This dude has work every year. Like, two movies a year or some shit like that. Like, who the fuck keeps giving him work? And he's got some of the biggest projects out there. Amelia Clark, she's huge on Game of Thrones and shit like that. I mean, there's some good actors in here.
Is this her first movie role?
If I'm not mistaken, probably. I don't know.
Hmm.
I personally don't know. Look, say this right now. Jurassic World has been out for 4 fucking weeks, and Terminator couldn't even beat that. So, I mean, come on. What is that? Nobody gives a fuck about Terminator no more.
And it couldn't be Inside Out either.
Yeah, and that's been out for, what, 3 weeks now?
2 or 3.
I think it's his third week, because, No, it came out last week, right?
I'm looking. Third week.
It's on his third fucking week. Couldn't beat that. Jurassic World's on his 5th week. Couldn't beat that. So, what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nobody gives a fuck about Terminator no more.
It beat Magic Mike. That's all.
Wow. Really?
Let's see. It beat Magic Mike, Ted 2, which is bombing, a movie called Max, which I have no idea what the fuck that is.
That fucking dog movie.
Spy.
Okay, man, I don't need you to go through the whole fucking box office, guys.
I'm not. I'm just saying that.
Yeah, you are. I don't need you to fucking... I don't want to hear those terrible fucking movies now. Shit.
But yeah, it's pretty much DOA.
Yeah, I personally don't give a shit, to be honest.
But who do you see could be the Terminator?
Fucking I don't know, you, I guess.
they need a black Terminator.
After my emotions in the movie, I found out I don't give a fuck no more. That's why. Don't give a fuck. I could give 2 shits less. I thought I was gonna hate the movie, but then I ended up just not giving a fuck.
Cool. I need a black Terminator.
Yeah, get Idris Elba. There you go.
I'm sure he would love that.
Oh, you know, Ian, I got one for you. Get Tyler Perry. That'd be nice. Tyler Perry would be a cool Terminator. The Theobot.
That's the next movie.
T Madea. There you go.
Madea versus Skynet.
Yeah, fuck you, T-1000. Got T Madea. There you go. That'd be a good choice right there.
Don't give him any ideas.
Well, people, if you'd like to see Madea as Team Madea, why don't you tweet me your script over at Movie Spoiler Pod? Yeah, I'll be there taking all your scripts and lovely entourage there or whatever. Or if you want to join Mr. Dill O'Brien in November for his upcoming film, then you know what? You can circle me on Google+. All you got to do is just type in MovieSpoilers_TPO on Google+, and you'll find me right there. And then I'll circle you, bitch. I would tell you to do this, but you know, a certain person is lazy on doing that, so never mind then. So, yeah, Z, where can they find you at?
They can find me at Twitter at SBulldog99. I've been very active on Twitter lately.
Yeah, by goddamn time.
I know. I'm almost done with the maze. I think I see the opening. So, find me at Google+ at Chad Zuber and Facebook at Chad Zuber.
I forgot about Facebook.
Because you're banned from Facebook for life.
I know, right? So bad. Fuck Facebook. Banned, man. You gotta go ban me. Ain't that a bitch? You gonna ban me? You ban me, bitch? I'm a phenomenal one.
You should go to Zuckerberg's house and be like, that's like how Debo takes his bike.
take his laptop. My laptop, punk!
Yes. Do it.
I wonder if he's the biggest dick I ever, like, just like in that Social Network movie, like Jesse Eisenberg played. I know he came out and said he didn't like the movie that much, or he didn't like the movie how they portrayed him, because he said it made him seem like he was a bad guy.
Didn't they need his permission?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? So I can make a movie about anybody?
Well, here's the thing, though. The movie necessarily wasn't about Facebook, to be honest. I mean, they never really showed Facebook on screen.
No, no.
So I think you could probably make the movie, but you necessarily.
But if you do something,
even if they did, he didn't have the movie would complete it when they made it if they got his approval on it.
No, but if you do something that's bad, they can sue you for slander.
Eh, not if you sign a contract agreement.
Okay.
So if Zuckerberg, which I'm probably sure they probably did ask him, or he probably did make it, whatever. But I know he wasn't a fan of it, though.
Yeah, he's not a fan of you either.
No, well, fuck him, shit. You fucking little douchebag. Fuck him, old Lex Luthor-looking motherfucking shit. Lex Luthor-looking motherfucker. Shit, I don't even like you, you little bitch. Anyway, shit, I don't like you neither. People, that's a throwback Tuesday episode 106. I'm going to spoil the host with the most. Fuck you, Zuckerberg. The phenomenal one.
And this is Z.
Yeah, we'll be back next week for another edition of Throwback Tuesday episode 107. Zuckerberg, you need a dick, you.
Stop your crying, it will be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. Yes, you'll be